Welcome into the last regular season edition of Film Room Friday. And we're going to look back on the Tennessee Titans game. And there's some things really are kind of interesting in this game. And obviously a game in which it might be the last game for a number of players. And Brad Meester, Greg Jones, Rasheen Mathis, you just don't know about. And one of the guys I want to point out in the very first play here is Brad Meester. Take a look at Brad Meester at the center position. And he does a great job of getting up to the second level. And a lot of people say that the first thing that goes on an aging player is the ability to get up to the second level. And Brad does a great job getting up to that second level and picking up the linebacker, Akeem Ayers. Also on this play, the running back, Keith Toston, a guy who really wasn't with anybody for most of the year with the exception of the Jaguars in camp and then kind of bounced on and off the roster. What a great opportunity to put some plays on film, and I thought he had a really good game. But the one area that he needs to improve in right here, pass protection as a running back, you have to be able to protect the quarterback if you're going to expect to be able to play in the lineup. And I thought that Keith struggled in protecting the quarterback. He gets beat by linebacker Akeem Ayers, and then he gets flushed. The quarterback, Chad Henne, gets flushed up into the pocket, and then he gets sacked there for another play. You got to protect the quarterback if you're going to expect to have play time. And one thing that clearly has to happen for the Jaguars going forward in 2013, you've got to protect the quarterback. This year, the Jaguars quarterbacks were sacked 50 times. And one play in particular, when I watched it, I was like, boy, the Jaguars are fortunate that they didn't lose Chad Henne. Take a look at Chad Henne in the pocket. The left guard ends up getting beat. The left tackle ends up getting beat. And you have a scary situation for the quarterback. Take a look at this high-low on Chad Henne. Scary play, and I remember when it happened, I was like, oh, please get up, Chad Henne, and he did. Now, and the Jaguars had what I thought was some good luck in the first half of that ball game. A lot of people say, well, you know, the Jaguars just need a little luck. Well, I thought they had it in the first half against the Tennessee Titans because three times Chad Henne interceptions were dropped by the Titans. Take a look at this first one here. When Chad Henne drops back into the pocket, he's going to try to hit Mercedes Lewis, and the ball's thrown behind Mercedes Lewis and linebacker. Again, Akeem Ayers has an opportunity, and this probably would have been a pick six if he was able to catch it clean. They get a little luck, and the ball bounces into Mercedes Lewis's hands. And it happened again. This is the second time in the first half. Chad Henne, once he drops back, finds his guy right in the middle, and you've got double coverage on Justin Blackmon at the top. One guy underneath, one guy over the top. And Chad Henne tries to squeeze it in there, and it's dropped by the defender underneath of Justin Blackmon. Another case of good luck for the Jaguars offense. And it happened again for the Jaguars offense. When Chad Henne throws this one may have been the worst drop of all. Linebacker Zach Brown, who ended up having two pick sixes in this ballgame, I mean, does it get any easier than that to make that play? And he's dropped it. So the Jaguars had good luck, in my opinion. All right, here's the case where the Jaguars didn't have such good luck, and this is the interception, the first interception by Zach Brown. But what I want to point out is take a look at Justin Blackmon, who's right there on the 20. Take a look at his effort. This is great effort at trying to stop a pick six. You know, and he probably could have just said, you know, hey, look, there's no way that I can make this play. I give him a lot of credit for the effort that he showed on this play because he ran exceptionally fast trying to stop the pick six. Great effort by Justin Blackmon on that one. I picked this play out because this is the punt team for the Tennessee Titans, and this is the play where Mike Harris blocks the punt. You can see him right there on the right side. And this is a defense stay. You can see all the defensive linemen across the board. The defense stays on the field, and the design of this, for the most part, is just to make sure that no fakes happen. But a lot of times, special teams coordinators will send a guy for a potential block. And Mike Harris finds a crease. The proper way for the Titans to block this would have been the guy that's blocking Terrence Knighton would have went out to Mike Harris, and the guy that's not blocking anybody inside of Terrence Knighton would have just blocked Terrence Knighton. So a mistake by the Tennessee Titans and a big play by Mike Harris. And you need to have more of these going forward. On the season, the Jaguars only had this one score by special teams or defense, and the opponents had seven. Now, exceptional play here by Kenny Britt, the wide receiver. And once Kenny Britt catches the ball going across the middle, he's being trailed by Derek Cox. This is one of the best stiff arms that I've seen all year. And Kenny Britt does a great job. And people will say, well, isn't that a penalty going to the face mask of Derek Cox? No, it's not. You're allowed to go to the face mask, but the offensive player just cannot grab the face mask. and he doesn't grab the face mask. And one way to really kind of negate this, watch what happens here when Aaron Ross approaches Kenny Britt. He tries to swat the arm right there. And what he's trying to do is to keep that stiff arm from happening. Now, Paul Posluszny had an excellent season. There he is lined up in the middle. This was his second sack on the season. Boy, does he come in and a great job and awareness of making sure that your target point is low. And he hits Jake Locker right in the shoulder pad. He doesn't get up around the helmet or the face mask area. I'd like to see even Paul come a little bit lower, but a big play for Paul Posluszny. And, you know, he broke the team sack record. And congratulations to him. That was held by Hardy Nickerson for a number of years. He broke the team single-season tackle record. He had a couple sacks, and also he tied a career high with three interceptions. A great season by Paul Posluszny. And on this last play, the reason I want to show this, because this is the very last play of the game. And the game was pretty much over at this point. I mean, the Tennessee Titans had a 20-plus point lead. But I love the effort of Russell Allen and Paul Posluszny on this play because it shows that those two guys don't have any quit in them. Take a look at Russell Allen filling the hole in the backfield, attacking the fullback, and then also Paul Posluszny coming in full speed and making the tackle. That's the kind of effort that you need, play in and play out. And I give those two guys great credit. And also Austin Lane, the defensive end, working to beat the tight end underneath. This is the kind of effort that you need week in and week out, and the Jaguars gave that type of effort on the very last play of the game, in which the game was already over, and to me, a great credit to them.